Yeah. This is the Enigma Step Hour. It's for Enigma September. Got my man Genius the Kid in the building. You know what I mean? Glad to have you here, bro. You know what I mean? We connected about 2 months ago?
Right.
2.5 months ago, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm trying to get some damn food.
You're right. My man was trying to feed the whole clan. I was trying to feed my fat belly ass. you know what I'm saying? But
bro predicted the future.
For real. But glad to have you here. You know what I'm saying? Man, been on the ground for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into all that. So, again, appreciate everybody that's in the live feed, everybody listening to the podcast right now, or in the future. But some of y'all not listening right now. So, just to let y'all know, again, this is the Enigma Self Hour, powered by Freedom Train Network. Shout out my man Joe. Shout out my man Pat. Freedom Train Network, giving a platform to voices for black folks everywhere. They got a collection of podcasts and other media over at Freedom Train Network. And you can peep all of that out over at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Not only can you peep out the stuff they have, you can also check out this podcast and the other 24 episodes over there. Also, you can peep us out on iTunes and on Google Play and on Stitcher and other places where you can find podcasts at. So, y'all make sure to holler at my man's Joe, my man's Pat, you know what I'm saying, over there. And, also, too, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure to check out the YouTube feed at www.youtube.com/EnigmaStep927. Check out most of the episodes. I think most of the episodes got videos to them. Of course, past 12 episodes, I've had people in the in-house. You know what I'm saying? My man's right here at the crib chilling with me. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. You can see us, what we discuss when we playing the music. Those on YouTube, hey, you want to hear the music? Check out the podcast. As simple as that. So speaking of music, we can go ahead and go into the first track. You know what I'm saying? We'll play another Tallahassee representative, my man J-Hop, who was just on the joint, you know what I'm saying, a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? We'll go show him some love. So we're going to play this joint. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite, Flogging. You know what I mean? Get turned up just a bit. And then we're going to come back and give y'all, you know what I'm saying, some of the hip-hop news of the week. You know what I'm saying? See what these people talking about. So, without further ado, this is the Enigma Step Hour. You got time, baby.
Niggas getting strikes over street fame. Dice on the grind, that's a street game. In other words, gambling the street thing. If he ain't got the money, what he playing? They say I'm making funny cause I peak game. But Genie must gon' see things. Stun for them hoes in a G-string. 850, I keep saying nigga be flogging, 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 flogging. Flogging, 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 flogging. These nigga be flogging, 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 flogging. Flogging, 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 flogging. Nigga wanna ride, but he can't though. Probably wanna try, but he ain't though. Stupid as he wanna be, he ain't though. Flash around town like he can't go. Where? To the cemetery, much of where painful. He got one in the head, my whole thankful. If you don't see a nigga, be thankful. Talking that shit, bitch, I bang. Tell a nigga try it ain't buck yet. He must be high, nigga, fuck that. Situation bad for the whole count. EBT that nigga slime like a food stamp. I don't need a local to go loco. 4-4 in the photo with my FOMO. Post up in the Rosa, nigga solo. But it's 100 niggas post up at your dodo. Niggas getting strikes over street fame. Dice on the grind, that's a street game. In other words, gambling the street thing. If he ain't got the money, what he playing? They say I'm making funny cause I beat game. But Genie must gon' see things. Stun for them hoes in a G-string. 850, I keep saying flogging, 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 flogging. Flogging, 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 flogging. The nigga be flogging, 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 flogging. Flogging, 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 flogging. I can't even lie by the creek gang. These niggas taking lies over street fame. Got a toe five, don't need aim. Pick up the chopper, going live, gon' heat things. Your homeboy get your ass first, though. You let that nigga in through the front door, and now you slide to the pin in the front row. And he ain't even grab pin, and little rope. Can't trust these niggas, man, fuck that. Say you gotta deal with a cut check. It must be on the table where the cup's at. Fuck you drinking on. I ain't got a fake flaw, just hate. A word about the food on your plate. Ramen noodle, nigga, I eat steak. 850, I keep saying. Niggas getting strikes off a street fang. Dice on the grind, that's a street game. In other words, gambling the street thing. If he ain't got the money, what he playing? They say I'm acting funny cause I beat gang. But Genie must gon' see things. Stun for them hoes in the G-string. 850, I keep saying.
Alright, this is the Enigma Self Hour. We are back. That was my man J-Hop with Flogging. And my man Genius Kid is a genius for real. Don't get it confused. Golly! Common sense ain't coming. Man, jeez. Okay, we're going to get into it, bro. We're going to get into the hip-hop news. A lot of stuff went down this week. So we're going to get into it. First of all, big up DMX. My man finally got out of prison. Now he can take his throne as being hip hop's number one crackhead. You know what I'm saying?
They say that's what Tekashi got
to sound. No, no. Actually, Tekashi, I heard somebody say Onyx.
I was on Onyx. Yeah,
yeah.
Barking.
It's wild because you hear the beat, the trap beat. That's but yeah, listen to the.
And DMX is more of down south
right.
Related.
Right.
But everybody from New York.
Yeah.
It's just some beat, so they just bang it.
Yeah. But now it just tripped me out. Somebody said Onyx, and I was listening to it. I was like, yeah, that only difference is sticky, blicky, not sticky, sticky, not. But he sound like Sticky Fingers. That's what he sounded like. He just not as lyrical as Sticky Fingers, but he sound like Sticky Fingers. But no, the number one crackhead before DMX got out clearly was Soulja Boy. So
Soulja Boy,
So, DMX is taking his claim back, you know what I'm saying, the more crackhead and hip-hop. No, seriously though, hope he clean, hope he get everything straight.
He might go back to God if he down past it.
Man, he needs, that ain't gonna front. No, he down
to the Muslim face there.
Dog.
Right.
Yeah. Yo, he did the prayer on his first joint, like, that always hit me. That always made me think, like,
bro, I thought his head so long.
Yeah.
I just lost faith in.
Yeah, after what, Grand Champ? Yeah.
Yeah, way back.
Yeah.
Like, what the?
No, them first three albums, yeah, he was a man. He was killing it. But yeah, you're right. Opie, he found faith, man. He got too much talent, too much energy, too much insight to be just wasting it on doing drugs and doing stupid stuff.
Exactly.
Dumb shit.
Dummy out.
Speaking of dumb shit, this nigga. This nigga Tory Lanez.
Dog, he undisputed.
Bruh, this nigga, I mean, I get you want to claim that you the best rapper ever. First of all, maybe you want to rap some.
Bruh, he said he called out nigga. Pusha T. He called out your favorite, J. Cole.
Right.
Say who's next.
Bro! Nigga, goddamn.
But you see who called him out?
That ain't next. No,
you see Royce the Five.
No, he a singing nigga from Canada, bro. Call Drake out, my nigga.
Royce the Five Nine.
Beat Drake. This nigga called Eminem out.
Bro, Royce the Five Nine would have killed him, bro.
Exactly.
Hands down.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I get it. He being a troll.
Yeah, he's trying to get attention. But he can rap, though, man.
I mean, like, but he's speaking fame.
Bro,
he good with the pen.
Yo, you remember the DJ drummer mixtape?
Right.
Brr. Tory snapping, bro.
No, I get him props. He can rap his ass off, especially him going back and forth with John Lucas.
Zorna then coming, man. I listen to Zorna, bro.
Right.
Like, I was like,
You ain't coming hard as I know you can, bro. You could have demolished this nigga for free, bro.
I think what it was, I think with Jonah, I think it was two things. I think A, Jonah kind of in the same lane as an Eminem and a Kendrick.
And then he realized.
I think he really more of a song. Not, Jonah got bars.
He can even better at it. And he got style.
Yeah. But I think his strongest suit is songwriting. So it's kind of like, all right, he's sparring, but he ain't really like.
I mean, if you did like a real song,
but do you remember when he went? But he got a lot of real songs. But right. Do you remember when he went on the spree, bro? He was just going on everybody's beat, just fighting right. Them niggas on the own beat, like literally. Like, that's what I was expecting, bro.
I think he was just sparring with Tory, because
that's what I felt like. And then he was like, nah, nigga, I got this shit. And that easy, laid back, I didn't like that.
I don't think he was really invested into it. I don't think anybody would be invested in Tory Lanez.
That makes it even more better to body this nigga.
But it's like, you body an R&B nigga. What's the point?
So wet. This nigga just thought he was a rap nigga. Nobody else got to do that ever again.
Yeah. I mean, he got bars.
Tory Lanez might open the door to anybody trying to do this now. Look, how many niggas that can rap that's R&B nigga?
Yeah.
It's not okay. Like nigga try a rap nigga.
I mean, I give
insane,
him,
bro.
I give him his props, though, because he can write.
He's a gifted.
Yeah, he's a gifted writer. So I give him that, but. The whole thing he can buy, I mean, it's trolling, bro, because he can't body everybody, though. You know what would be crazy? It'll be somebody who ain't lyrical without body his ass. That's really what he's asking. Somebody come out and clown his ass on some simple shit, because he ready for the bar shit. He ready for the meat meals and the shit. He get somebody just clown his ass one good time, he'd be like, oh, my bad. Canada ass nigga. Anyway. So, you get me in trouble. I'm already in trouble. We're gonna get to that later. I'm already in trouble with some people. Anyway, speaking of blood, man, Lil Wayne dropped a video, Don't Cry, and he dropped it on Triple X, I tasked me on 21st birthday. You know what I mean? So the video was crazy. I thought it was dope that he did it on 21st birthday. Dope video, dope song. Triple X killed it. You know what I'm saying? Be it was posthumous, but it was dope. So really dope video. Yeah.
I wonder who shot that shit. I usually go look at the damn people that shoot the video.
It was two people. It was like maybe a brother combo. Cause I was looking too. I was usually when you see a dope video, first thing come to mind is Dave Mighty.
I've been on Cole Bennett lately.
Yeah,
man, Cole Bennett robbed me.
I mean, I remember back in the '90s when that was really a thing, where like you look for the director. You know what I'm saying? Rather it was Hype Williams, or think of him just off top, but he was a bunch of directors that was really killing me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I guess that was. I don't know because I want to get into that. A little bit later on this year, so I've been on
it. I mean, especially I think even with a lot of stuff, with technology being more accessible, like it's easy for people to get into that. You know what I'm saying? You know, videography, pictures, images, and all. Especially nowadays, because everything is so image driven.
Yeah, and how they edit that video together, because the X thing just like
it looked like it was seen.
Like Wayne Burr. I don't know.
That's the thing about it. Like, Wayne's thing always looked like dope by itself. So, yeah, to bring like something that was probably regular footage and seen footage together, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're on YouTube right now. After you finish watching this, go ahead and check that out. You know what I'm saying? Be dope. Let's see. What else we got on the agenda? One of the big stories this week, Chris Brown was arrested in France. You know what I'm saying? For sexual assault. Just to find out that apparently it was a false accusation. Him, his bodyguard, it was released. And now Chris Brown is pursuing legal action against the accuser. Me personally, I don't think you should do that. Now, granted, I definitely get why he's doing it, especially in this era. And being that
slamming him on the internet,
yeah, like it's
drag him down.
It's gonna be it's tough because as soon as you get accused, even if you get accused, and even if it's shown that you didn't do anything, because of the nature of just the legal system, how fucked up it is, you know, most people say, okay, even though you didn't get accused, or even though the legal proceedings you're gonna get convicted, don't mean that you didn't do it, or don't mean that it didn't happen.
Or not so, only that, like Spotify will attach you, like they did R. Kelly.
Yeah, they'll try to take you out. They try to take Triple X out. Actually, I saw something about that, and I saw how I think it was about Chris Brown, and they were saying how it was funny that they went after R. Kelly, they went after Triple X, Tasha Young, but they didn't go after Chris Brown in that regard.
Yep. Now he didn't call. That's
yeah.
They definitely
so and because of that, it's like I see why he would want.
And they just recently beat Michael Jackson too.
They just well, they ain't never seen Michael Jackson. They ain't gonna see a catalog. They do got the documentary. Yeah. But they ain't gonna mess with Michael Jackson catalog.
Right.
Michael Jackson's gonna be cute killing four people. They ain't gonna do that. That's too much money. It's too much money.
All right.
But on the flip side, I think with Chris Brown because of his reputation, you know what I'm saying? Because of the Rihanna situation. Because, you know, he had a situation where he had some chick hemmed up in the crib, I think at one time, or allegedly put a gun on a chick. Because he already has that image, like him going for the defamation, even though he has all the right in the world to do it, makes it seem as he's being still that aggressive male that people want to accuse him of being. So I just feel like for a PR reason, he shouldn't pursue it. But I definitely get why he's doing it because yeah, you get that one time, it's an accusation. It can be out of nowhere, and your whole shit is fucked. But I think that's why it should be taken serious. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Hey, take me back. Right?
Yeah, but...
You're going to lose a lot of money. You're going to need some of that back.
That's what's crazy, too. No, I think that's why he went for it. I think he's going for legal action because it's like, he about to drop a project. So like in the middle of his press run, you got this. Now... The rape accusation, even though it came out to be false, is going to be attached to his album push. You know what I mean? So he's going to lose money off that. He's going to be people that not going to work with him or not have him on his show because
they kids. No, you cannot get that.
Right.
Exactly. So
I do get that. I do get it. But
my money back.
Right. Yeah, you got to feed his door. For real. Let's see. What else? Speaking of kids, J. Cole dropped a new joint called Middle Child. They still teasing it. Maybe he may have an upcoming album dropping, or it could be as part of first of all, the topic of the song was pretty dope. The concept, he called himself Middle Child. He was saying he's not one of the OGs like a Nas or a Jay,
definitely not
Snoop, but he's not one of the young kids like you know, YBN, Cordae, or you know, what I'm saying. Rich the Kid or any of these other cats. So he in the middle. He a middle child. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was dope. One thing that was funny that I caught, you know, a lot of people apparently caught it, was apparently a shot taken at Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't doing this. Stand on this.
Right. You know what I mean? I was like, that's where we going? That's what we doing, Cole? You know what I mean? Which is kind of funny because it's like the second time at least that he came after Kanye. I know he had another verse. I think it jumped when he came after Wale. You know, well, he didn't come after Wale, but he was kind of like, it was one of his, he had dropped a single, was it before, not the last project, but Project 40. And he was basically talking about Wale and how Wale be too concerned with
Wale,
the industry.
Yeah, then Wale dropped that. I guess.
All right. A little response, but.
All right.
I mean, they cool, so it wasn't. Yeah, it was like tough love type shit. But on that same song, he still like, low key went after Kanye, so it's like a second time.
Damn, I forgot what the name of the song was.
Yeah, I don't remember the song. I remember the song, but I don't remember the title.
I feel like you heard YBN response to J. Cole at 19.
Yeah.
All right, I felt like that. Like, girl, you should be happy. Like,
right.
I don't understand why J. Cole even attacked them people in them. Like, they got their own style, bro.
Well, no,
you're not the best, bro.
I think what it was, like, it was, Not Perk. Well, it was Perk. Pete died. Pete the one who died.
Yeah, Pete.
It was Lil Perp. Lil Perp was going around, like, he had the concerts, and he was telling people, basically had a chain called Fuck J. Cole.
I know.
Yeah, so he was basically like, no, all right, I'm going to get at y'all, low key.
No, he goes deeper than that.
Okay.
Like, bro, damn, Lil Pump was just sitting in his damn living room.
Right.
And, like, he had said, fuck somebody on Twitter.
Right.
And then J. Cole got on that bit and shot him in the face. And he was like, oh, well, I guess it's fuck J. Cole now.
And then, okay.
And that's where that shit popped right. off from. And then, but he shot the shot at all the young niggas.
Like, but I think what it
you
was.
You ain't put no title on that shit, bro. You yeah. ain't put no clip in there, bro. You just.
Nah, I
threw a grenade in there. Whoever was in the arena, bro.
Yeah, I think it was in good sense. I think it was like a big brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'm going to beat you up. Well, I ain't going to beat your ass. But I'm going to make you tough. So when you face niggas, you'll be like, hey, big bro, I already got to be tough. So another nigga come at me, you know what I'm saying? I can take a hit and swing on this nigga. I think it was tough love. I think he was just like, look, y'all niggas, y'all doing this, that's cool, but don't get fucked up. Yeah, hey, don't get fucked up in the game.
Oh, I started doing that.
Right. Right. So I think that's what it was. I don't think Cole was really on some, like, hate y'all niggas. Because he ended up working. Now he doing the song with Cordae.
Yeah, he did.
In the interview with Young Pump. That nigga was fucked up. Man, Pump was gone, bro.
Oh,
that nigga was gone.
Yeah.
Dog, I mean, you asleep through that? Like, you can see him literally, like, go to sleep. Like, I don't think it's because Cole was born. It was because that nigga was gone.
Yeah.
Let me see what else we got, man. We get to some Florida shit. This was crazy. The Florida Secretary of State, Michael Urtel, resigned this week after a photo surfaced of him in blackface, pretending to be a Hurricane Katrina victim. Now, for those who don't know, Michael Urtel is of this persuasion. Not of this persuasion.
We can't blackface.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we already black, so clearly. and apparently beforehand he was the head of elections in Seminole County, and then once your man took over DeSantis, he brought him on as Secretary of State. But that is a wrap. And my thing is, it's bad enough, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's racist wearing a black face. You know what I mean? But even more so is the fact that, you know, you gonna try to imitate or pick fun of a Hurricane Katrina victim. You know what I'm saying? This is like right after this 2005.
Bro, like, yeah. I've been telling people this for years. Like, really, South, bro, like, is deep in the root.
Right.
Bro.
Right.
And, like, we're in the age where it's finally getting exposed.
Right.
So
right.
we're gonna finally screw up and die in this age, I'm hoping. But, bro, it's the South, bro.
Yeah. But you, yeah, I mean, my thing is that you would think he would have did better with trying to cover it up, you know what I mean?
No, he should never did shit.
He said that, no, exactly. First of all, it's a wrap. It's over.
It's on the internet.
It's done. It's the image.
You delete.
It's right
delete,
now.
Delete,
delete, delete. Ain't no delete. It's right there. So yeah, man. I mean, like I said, so I ain't really shocked. I was surprised how quick it happened though, because it was just like he did a meeting that morning, but right after lunch he was out of here. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it really not a good look for DeSantis because he can't. He started off his whole election with the whole monkey it up comment.
Can't calculate the count.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So it's just like. At this point, man, y'all voting for him. I don't know.
Hey, bro, I get my right. Praise God.
Word. Yo, that's.
I'll be the next time.
If there's anything I can
collect.
Right. No, that's always, ain't gonna lie, that's always been one of my passions, bro. Like, I always felt like with the voting rights and not giving it to felons, like, that shit. Was like dumb, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like you want somebody to come out of prison, you want somebody to change their life, become part of society, but then
separate,
right, you separate, you can't give them one of the basic things.
the fact that it's so contradictory. You can send somebody to prison before the age that they're legally allowed to do something.
Right.
But then they're scarred for the rest of their life.
Right.
And that's fucked up. That's crazy. That's what's crazy, bro. So I'm glad that happened. I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, your joint's restored, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because also, right. too, what the fuck a crime got to do with who you vote for? Like, I don't... What the... You want, what you want?
And you'd be surprised at what rights I lost. Yeah. It was the dumbest rights ever. Like, what the fuck?
Like, okay.
I lost the right to ever become a flyer pilot.
Why? Like, what the fuck?
Like, hey, I can never learn how to fly a plane. Why?
Right. Like, you know what?
If I want to escape there, I can go get on
like,
the
boat okay.
and learn how to sail. This nigga went to
fly. This nigga ain't going
to go to Africa and learn how to fly a plane.
Ain't going to do what you did. Just as a scenario, like a nigga went and stole a couple sacks from a fucking Nike store. All of a sudden, you can't fly a plane when you 30, nigga. And you did shit at 60. Like,
crazy.
Yeah, like I said, it contradicts itself. And what the main thing is, if you want somebody to get back into society and be a productive citizen, like, give them the tools to do that shit. Like, I just don't get the ideal of not allowing that to happen and thinking that's going to help them out. The fuck? Like, it's just, speaking of dummies, while we on, we got a couple more minutes. Yeah, nigga, fuck your wall, nigga. All right, so Trump decided to give a stay and allow, I guess, the bill to pass so the government can be unshut down.
Resume.
At least for the next, I guess, 3 weeks.
What?
Right. So all this can happen all over again come February 15th. But shout out to all the federal workers. All I know is JC.
Revolt.
Come on, furlough, my nigga. Get your money, my nigga. Golly.
Vote 3 weeks.
Yeah, I got to get that together.
Yeah, back.
I mean, the holler at Mexico. I thought you had speed dial, Trump. What up, bro?
Ain't no mas.
That's a wrap. Stop it. Anyway, we got a new joint. My man Nove been pushing it hard. He's gonna be over at BA9 Underground Railroad tomorrow at 6:00. If you wanna check out that interview. He was a DJ. Now I guess he wanna get on the mic and spit his bars. And I'm proud of him. That's the homie. He's been on the show already before. So we're going to get to his joint. Then once we get into his joint, pause, we're going to get to his interview with my man, Genius the Kid. So, my man, DJ Nove, OVO Nove, with SBF here live on Enigma 7 Hours. You got time, baby. Enigma 7 Hour, that was my man DJ Nove with SBF. A whole minute and 31 seconds. That was a very quick listen. Nove, thanks a lot. Well, pretty sure it's dope, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all holler at my man. He'll be at Underground Railroad tomorrow, 6 p.m.
Underground Railroad goes from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on WVFS Tallahassee every Saturday, the longest running continuous hip hop show, college radio show in the world, I think, if not the nation. So, anyway, that's enough about that. Let's get into the homie, genius, the kid. Welcome to the podcast, bro.
Good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. You doing your thing. You doing your thug dizzle already. You know what I mean?
Been hanging out, man. Been hanging out.
No doubt. So, I just want to get into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go with the basics. Like, what got you into hip-hop, bro?
Man, actually, it was my bigger bro, Beast, man. This nigga just used to come to my house and like, bro, you can rap. It's like, bro, I can't rap. Like, yo, bro, do this right here. Write these round words down. Wrote 100 round words down. Then, like, put sentences in front of every one of those round words and make sure that they tell us something. It's like, all right, I did it. And I read the sentences, and it was a rap. And yeah. I wrote so much to the fact that when I came to the freestyle circle,
right,
like, my mind was already like, bro, I want to write this next anyway. Right. I want to test these bars out over here. And like niggas' reaction, I'm like, yeah, I got him, and I'll be walking around, literally thinking about bars or something that's quicker word instead of quicker hand, like slide.
Right.
And maybe like, yeah, bro, I'm thinking about this for a minute, bro. That's been a trigger, bro. And like, oh no, and just time went by, and I got better and better at it, man. Right. And like, I always listen to music, like everybody I grew up with, like. My brother, like, all right, he'll come pick me up. Big 15, you just want to ride around
right,
and listen to
right, right.
all day just because he hooked it up and you want to see how it sounds. And he'll pull out, you know, books and books, the CDs, like CDs on top of CDs.
That's so bad. I'm basically a book. That's
like,
yeah.
For real. Child, like,
right.
And I was like young and like, and at first it was just the beat and then like words started registering to me.
Right.
Like, man, and then even younger age coming to school is rapping. People just want to gather around me to hear me rap songs. Like, hey, man, you can rap. But like, yeah, I know that one. Like, the one that go like, it just be spitting songs like fluently. Like, man, I don't know, man. It's just embedded into me now.
Nah, that's, like, I mean,
for real.
So, trip me out. Like you said, the whole idea of, you know what I'm saying, writing so much to the point that it's just like, it's just coming to you. And it's like, I remember, you know, especially when me and my cousin was rapping early on, and like, I can just count like 16 bars just off top, you know what I'm saying? Because
dude, that's the crazy thing. I can't count, like, I know how to count bars,
right.
But now, like, my flow is so different now.
Right.
Like, I can make 24 to 16 if I want to.
Right.
Or I can keep it 24.
Right.
I don't know. Is
my blood
flow is chopped up crazy right now.
But no, it's crazy because, like you said, it's just the ideal of just you doing it so much to a point that it's just it's almost automatic, you know what I mean? And you just get obsessed with it, you know what I'm saying? And that's like, that's how you know you're a true artist when you like obsessed with it. You're like, you're sitting there, you're trying to figure stuff out, trying to get into like this pocket, get into that pocket.
Man, it's a different concept, like, for, like, trying to put motis on top of motis, starter moti, end of moti, bracket moti. I'm trying to do some crazy shit. Like, all of these I've never done before with the word.
Right, right.
And I think that'll make me stand out more than doing something elaborately stupid. Embarrass myself. I'm past that age, y'all. Like, when I was doing that, it was no social media. I was
never captain, right.
Y'all was never so the antics that I did, but. Hey, man, it is what it is.
Nah, I mean, I think that's a good thing to say, especially for the youngins out there, is to realize, like, if you got that basic, if you got the foundation, not the basic, but if you got the foundation in regards to writing and being able to, you know what I'm saying, put words together, put songs together, and practice it time and time again, you know what I'm saying? Like, because that's the thing about it. I think it was the 10,000-hour rule, was like, if you do something for 10,000 hours, that's how you master it. That's how you get to being a master.
I didn't do that, man.
But you probably was doing it already.
I know, because I know one time, bro, me and Beast going to Freestyle Friday, everywhere going to Freestyle Cypher, going for, like, when the battleship first popped off in Tallahassee,
right.
oh man, me and Beast probably the first ones that wasn't writing to niggas. Niggas was writing, we was like, man, fuck that, we coming in here, y'all niggas dying tonight.
Right.
Woke up blunt, come on with the trophy.
Right.
Like, for real, like, right. And, like, we sat down one day, like, bro, we gonna freestyle so much to the point that it's just automatic, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, he'd like stop by the house. I'd stop by his house every day, bro.
Right.
He'd eat like 30 minutes to an hour for every beat.
Right.
And like, bro, still be on it. Shout out to the beat. Y'all check out Freestyle Friday. Y'all like,
yeah, no doubt. Also, my man, government name. Thug government name. Golly. I'm tripping. That's my other man's name.
God. Am I better?
Better Music, who was on the show as well. I'm getting old. Y'all see my eyes? Yeah, I ain't smoking. I don't smoke, so my eyes is red because I'm tired. Shout out to Better, man. Better than the Beast, VHS. Now, speaking of, and man, I don't want to throw too much of a curveball, but just me being curious. You know what I'm saying? Because when Beast came out, or when I first started seeing him, I think the first time I saw him was when he was battled Intricate.
Oh, yeah. And,
that's off Tennessee Street. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought Intricate had it. Intricate got this. Intricate got this. Go, my fan, for whatever.
Ain't over. These ain't everybody else.
Over. And the crazy thing is, bro, we been was talking about Intricate Beef.
And
we
never wanted to do it till that night.
Man.
Man,
I mean, like, shout out to E. You know what I'm saying? That's the man. But, yeah.
Because he did his thing versus MC Trail.
Yeah.
MC Trail is my top pick.
Yeah.
And happy, like.
But now, these ones. Okay. But, and again, not too much of a curveball, but in my eyes, I just haven't seen. I mean, you and Beast was almost like bread and butter when I first saw y'all. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you go to freestyle joints at Rico, you know what I'm saying? The open mic that Rico was doing. Shout out to Rico. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all was bread and butter. So, what has anything changed much? Or is just kind of like, yeah, I'm doing this, you doing this, but, you know, clearly y'all still.
I mean, that's still my bro.
Yeah.
It's just that he went full throttle. I kind of let off the throttle a little bit.
Understand.
And I let off the throttle for a reason because, I mean, I was blowing up, but I didn't have no nothing behind it. I ain't know nothing about publishing. I ain't know nothing about none of that.
Right.
So let it happen. Like, if I blew up on that and somebody sued me, I can end up just like Juice WRLD.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And then what if all my songs like that?
Right.
What if I never took the chance to slow down? And like, nobody ever, except for BC, was the only person that had sit me down. And every time he learned something, he'd give me a little piece of it.
Right.
I never had nobody that sat me down to do that. Like,
right.
Everybody else was like, oh, you pay me this, and I'll show you how to do this. I remember somebody told me they'll pay me. If I pay them $50, they'll set me up on BMI. BMI is free.
Right.
Free game. BMI is free. And that is the first step to getting paid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that publishing.
Bro, no, like, and for me to sit down and actually took the time off this year, still writing my music, still recording shit is going to be still dropping. Matter of fact, the next shit that I'm dropping is on February 3rd. Like, but now I got a little bit behind it.
Right.
So now I can go full throttle.
Right.
Just like bro is going full throttle. And it ain't going to be for nothing. It ain't going to be for me just throwing my quarters in the well. Wish.
Yeah.
I actually got some strain on these quarters. Like, I ain't playing my way.
Just come here.
Bring it right back.
I need that.
Yeah, man. I'm going
to try this one over here.
No.
Nah, that's dope, bro. And hopefully a lot of people listening, you know what I'm saying, what you're saying in regards to getting that publishing, making sure your stuff's set up right. And also, too, I mean, shouts out to the Beast. You know what I'm saying? You got the sales and use tax accounts, which I know a lot about. Being that in my daytime, I work for the Department of Revenue. So, but being that you got that set up, you got the, you know what I'm saying, the studio set up, the LLC set up, you know what I'm saying? Like, get that, if you serious about it, like, get your paperwork.
Anybody can rap nowadays. It's a
right.
Million rappers.
Right.
Name
20 rappers that's probably never even thought about.
But it's something that they're doing that's getting them on. It's something that Lil Pump did that got him on.
Right.
You get up, it's something that
Soulja Boy did a long time ago that got him on. You said that in his last interview.
These niggas is mad because I got my publishing, I get 200%. What y'all think that 200% is?
Right.
Right.
You get your right hand. Yeah.
And he's getting both sides of
right.
or the coin. And he said he made $20 million.
Right.
He ain't have to split that down the middle, bust down. Nobody.
He did everything, put everything, everything. And like he claimed, man, I gotta give him props. Like he definitely was the first ones to bounce fame off, you know what I'm saying, the internet. You know what I'm saying? Using the internet as
that
a tool.
Bro, and a lot of niggas are coming up now and giving that nigga his due nuts.
Right.
Like, yeah, you put me on this. Yeah, you did that for me.
Right.
Like, I don't know, trendsetting is different now. So that's why I was getting about the internet thing earlier. Like, trendsetting is different now. So
yeah, a lot of people think, like you said, they got to do something dumb. They got to do something to get viral, which can work in a sense. But like you said, you got to be smart about it. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I know if I get that link in my word, if I put them together the right way, don't bring everything back to like just. I want to just listen to what he's saying.
Right.
I want to just play this song all day on repeat. Just
right.
This shit is hard.
Right.
And not know, oh, I seen him then run out in front of the two police cars.
Right. Right.
No,
now he got 2 million IG followers because he out here doing crazy shit. Yeah.
Hold on.
So, yo, speaking of the music, man, we're going to go ahead and cut my head off and get back like this. We're going to go ahead, man, and go into two of my man Genius's tracks. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check him out. We're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? Find out where he got set up. And also, too, how y'all can get in contact with him so y'all can link up. So, this is... Oh, well, first, let me tell y'all what songs we're playing. First, we got Deans the Kid featuring Float with Coast. And then we're going to get y'all Uppers and Downers. And then we'll be right back. This is the Nick Mustup Hour. You got time, baby.
You can never float, roll up, float or coast, roll that boat. You can never float, if you roll that boat, you can never float, roll up, hey, float that stand still, coast that song go, hey, float that stand still, coast that song go, hey, float that stand still, coast that song go, hey, float that stand still, coast that song go. Harder than hard, grinding non stop. I make it look sweet. Remember, nights and no sleep, nights back and no sleep. I write bars with the stars, that's what's my dogs. We need to stick to this route and grind the same. Come home and stay home, let's get to this grind and make them come stop us. It's mafia, forever, Florida, mafia. I'm running through this ton of vision, all gas and these ton of switch. Took a lot of missions to become a fish, a lot of patience. Just don't buck the pistol, but I'm seen with the vision. Now trust the shit, it's only superstition to an unbeliever. My head on the cloud, a switch pill. I'm chasing dreams, don't wake me up. Ay, when they gon' stop all that hate shit? I'm destined on motive for greatness. My energy mixed with concentration, make me a hell of a statement. When is my date with greatness? I'm grinding the feeling the weight in. I figured I hustle my way in, but I'm eager to take it. Roll up, float up coast, roll that boat. You can never float if you roll that boat. Roll that boat, you can never float. Roll up, float up coast, roll that boat. You can never float if you roll that boat. Roll that boat, you can never float. Roll up. Ay, float that stand still, coast that song go. Ay, float that stand still, coast that song go. Ay, float that stand still, coast that song go. Ay, float that stand still, coast that song go. Big Rose told me keep going, keep that hot shit coming to him. Had to find a way to block the haters out. I took another route, float and stand still, coast and keep going. Put that in motion, life's just a roller coaster. Float through the motion, coast and do something. Get off your ass and make something. Grind to the top, start from the bottom. Rise to the top, or you can stand out and make it on top. Do the impossible and then try to top it. The top of the top, why getting on top? She getting on top, let's change the topic. I'm rowing the boat like I'm big and bad, like I'm sightseeing. I know where I wanna be.
Roll hey. Up, float or coast, roll that boat. You can never float if you roll that boat. Roll that boat, you can never float. Roll up, float or coast, roll that boat. You can never float if you roll that boat. Roll that boat, you can never float. Roll up, hey, float that stand still, coast that song go. Hey, float that stand still, coast that song go. Hey, float that stand still, coast that song go.
Ayy, float that stand still, coast that's on go. Ayy, when they gon' stop all that hate shit? I'm destined on motive for greatness. My energy mixed with concentration makes me a hell of a statement. When is my date with greatness? I'm grinding the feeling the weight in. I figured I hustle my way in, but I'm eager to take it. Roll off, float a coast, roll that boat. You can never float if you roll that boat. Roll that boat, you can never float. Roll up, float a coast, roll that boat. You can never float if you roll that boat. Roll that boat, you can never float. Roll up, hey, float that stand still, coast that song go. Hey, float that stand still, coast that song go. Hey, float that stand still, coast that song go. Hey, float that stand still, coast that song go. Hey, a moment of floating, then I start going. Coast I'm rowing, like I'm destined for something. You cannot stop me once I'm in the motion. In the moment I'm blowing. Hey.
Mellow on the beat.
Wanna be alone, maybe get high, baby. Watch the day float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. I know the feeling when you wanna be alone, maybe get high, baby. Watch the clouds float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. I need a swisher for this one, to roll a fat one. I'm gon' get in my vibe. You know the red zone. I got a few niggas who high. You just be bullin' it. When I'm so low, huns, no co-pilot. Gotta stay focused, that's foremost. You slow down the boast. They want me on a moving forward. Contend with over motion. Keep a fist pump in case of an emergency. Keep a blunt splitter. Okay. And I'ma ride for my belly toe. Five for my niggas, even though I'm convicted. Give my niggas, it's the principle, nigga, change. Except the individual who wants a visual as much as you do. These trees very cloudy, clatter, not all doubts. True space for takeoff and I'm gone.
I'm gone.
All issues of the mind gone when you blow. So I'm always blown. I said I'm blown out my mind. They more envious lately, but it doesn't fade me because I'm always faded. My money green, the only thing that's jaded. And we can trade places, you'll still be hating. So Mary Jane, take me places, you don't make the edit. Take away all negative and all the traces. Through my brow, feeling hers penetrating. Hey, slowly dissipate with Mary Jane D. Hey, and my thoughts just float away.
Hey,
it must be something about it. It must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need we to drown it. Opens to my
dollars.
Blocking out my problems. Opens to my
dollars.
It must be something about it. It must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need we to drown it. Opens to my
dollars.
Blocking out my problems. Opens to my
dollars.
I know the feeling when you wanna be alone. Maybe get high, baby. Watch the day float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. I know the feeling when you wanna be alone. Maybe get high, baby. Watch the clouds float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. Give me one moment, Scotty. Twist is a short, Mr. Pick and roll. Frost switch, hands are on the way, I'm passing. And they doing it so. No Jackson, pick it back, relaxing. All these haters like extras when it's time for some action. They back grinding like they don't really matter. Blunts got fouler, my goals got closer. Staring down a tunnel. One mind track, catching traction, the more I gas it. Ay, nothing gets me down, I just float past it. Ay, nothing kill my vibe, Dolo Magic, broccoli and cabbage. I'm keeping up with the Jetsons. This what gas a spaceship if you wanna get that. I stay too high, sharing equals matching. Switch blunts when we passing, let it start when we flash. Mix music with the passion, you get at it. Ay, ay, keep the envy haters, I'm too high, too faded. At the top is where I'm staying, still escalating. I'm in my own lane, on a one way. Me and Mary Jane make the shade dissipate. With the climate change, strike away before I hate. Create a lit situation, I hit it, get blown away. Then I lane change on the lane, on accident. Break it down, Mary Jane, I said I'm too faded. It must be something about it. It must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need we to drown it. Opens to my
dollars.
Blocking out my problems. Opens to my
dollars.
It must be something about it. It must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need we to drown it. Opens to my
dollars.
Blocking out my problems. Opens to my
dollars.
I know the feeling when you wanna be alone. Maybe get high, baby. Watch the day float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. I know the feeling when you wanna be alone. Maybe get high, baby. Watch the clouds float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. It must be something about it. It must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need we to drown it.
opens to my doors. Locking out my problems, opens to my doors. It must be something about it, it must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need weed to drown it, opens to my doors. Locking out my problems, opens to my doors. Watch the clouds fill my eyes, watch the clouds fill my eyes. Maybe get high, float by, float by.
Mellow on the beat.
Alright, we back to 15 Week for Self Hour. We got my man.
Hello,
I'm. Oh no, I'll say Billy the Kid now. I got my man King the Kid in the building. You heard two of his tracks, Coast and Uppers to Downers. Alright, so I know you said you got a project dropping sometime next week.
Yeah, I actually gonna drop another single off to the people, man, on SoundCloud. I'm still trying to decide which one it is. So.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing. It's going to be
that gangster thing. Like thing, man, but it's called
damn gang shit.
Okay.
And it's the first gang banger song that I ever wrote, because Bladder Happy, everybody be like, it's a gang banger song. It's like, it's not. It's just, I'm a gang banger and I put it in my city in a gang banger perception.
Right.
And everybody caught on to the perception without really knowing it.
Right.
And it's like, oh, this is a game. No, now I had to drop a song to show them the difference. Like, nah, this is what a game banger song sounds like. See the difference?
Now, I got to be transparent. Let me see. I'll say this. I respect gang culture. Now, I wouldn't do it. And
you I was surprised
anybody. Yeah.
Really?
But
that's the mind to it.
That's my thing. That's my thing about it. Like, I can understand, and I can tell even through the text that we have that you about that life or whatever. But I guess my thing is this. I understand when people do it and I understand how serious they are about it. But then you kind of see people. It's almost to me, it's come almost like a cliche thing. Like people do it just for the fun of it.
Trust me. You know how that feels. All right.
That's what I definitely feel. You know what I mean?
Think about it. It makes me feel like
this is my way of life and you're making fun of me.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Like, bruh. This is what I chose to do. I chose this 100%.
Right.
And, like, you're not going 100% with it. So, why are you faking with it?
Like, that's what
like with anything, if you see any, like, when you, that blackface thing came out.
Right.
That's him faking with our culture.
Right. Right.
And to me, my culture, I extended my culture deeper to a blood root.
Right.
So, that's the roots that I chose to be in. And, like, to be around somebody where that's, like, just the internet popper, though, what we call them nowadays. They just want to be on the internet. They just want to take pictures on the ground. They just want to be on the snap.
Right.
But then when it's time to hang out with the homies, or a homie locked up and his baby on the way and it's time to help his baby get some diapers or something like that.
Right.
Or the homie behind the wall and he done got linked to a phone or something. He just need a little bit to turn it on. Like, where are you then?
Right.
Like, you're not trying to do no shit like that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like, that's fake, because these niggas going to be behind you day in and day out.
Right.
Like, my homies, I might not pick up 3 days in a row. That fourth day still on ball.
Right.
What's up, bro? You all right? Yeah, I'm all right, bro.
Right.
Like that's why I'm so established in that, because those are the people that I can lean on.
Right.
That's all I had.
Right.
Right now I got some people that I've established around that, like, I saw her, y'all can't see her, she got the camera right now.
Yeah, she's chilling.
And, like, my bro Beast, and they're not, well, she's getting into it, but Beast not really on the gang culture, but that's my bro.
Right.
And, like, that's one of the people I can lean on, but the gangs was more in the places that I was at.
So. Right.
Now, hold on, them niggas daily, like, I'm about to hang out with these niggas daily. Or if I don't hang out with these niggas hanging out with me. And, like I was telling my little bros, like, when I first started on the music, Bladder Happy, them niggas are like, bruh, you can make it on this music shit. Do that shit. And that coming from them,
right?
Niggas that you expect is like, nah, bro, you better get this crowd.
Right, work.
Niggas like,
nah,
bro, don't do that music shit.
Right.
Like, I was like, that's what it was about.
Just love.
Motivated.
Yeah.
Like, they not encouraging me to do stupid shit.
Right.
Right.
They're not trying to be mainstream with it.
Right.
They don't want nobody to know about the culture unless you're in the culture.
Right.
So, all over, it's different for me.
Nah, I'm glad you said that because, you know what I'm saying, I know we get a lot of flack, or a lot of flack from my homie, JC, you know what I'm saying, because I say certain stuff or whatever, certain gang stuff, not because, man, I'm not even close to, anybody know me, know I ain't doing that damn near no kind of criminal gang activity. No, I even think they gotta be criminal or vice versa, but I ain't doing no gang activity. Don't get the red shoes. I just got because they look good. But, like, I do it because I see so much, like you said, the internet poppers or whatever, like, doing the fake shit. And I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out, like, why niggas ain't, like, checking these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, first thing, check everybody.
Right.
And then just because you're saying those little things doesn't make you one of us.
Right.
So, bro, it's way deeper than the internet to get you, bro.
Okay.
It's way deeper. So, bro, like, I just seen the documentary on the internet where they got up on the hats and stuff. That's like, what hats relate to what hood. Bro, I was doing that like 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, I could just walk in the spot and be like, he bang.
Right.
Look what he got on this, Bro, I'm going to tell you a funny story. And I don't want to be no disrespect by this story. I was in down Pierre. I had on Adidas. And like one night, bro, a whole bunch of young niggas just came through.
Right.
And they was all screaming, they was blood. But for me, they wasn't blood. I looked at them all real like, nah, bro. And I approached, bro, y'all ain't it.
Right.
Like, y'all holler at me after the show, I get y'all right. And plug in to whoever y'all want to get plugged in, but every one of these songs, fire popping this dropping,
and they just
but they already knew. But I knew they wasn't blood, but they don't know this a building full of opposition, and like the opposition know me because I already been in the spot.
Right.
So they came with me. He was like, "Bro, your little homies this, that, and that, and how you the big homie you got on Adidas?" And I was like, first of all, bro. Don't check me about those little guys because they're not even on like that.
Right.
Second of all, I don't know what these shoes mean to y'all, but y'all stole that terminology. It's all day I did a stick. And I walked off on
him.
He walked back to me and say, bruh, you put me up on something.
Right.
I never thought about it in that way.
Right.
And I was like, that's because y'all are using this stuff that y'all see on the internet.
Right.
Bro, I'm really into this.
But bro, that's what be getting me. It really seem like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these cats is going off. If they saw Wayne or see the game was, you know, game really affiliated, but it seemed like they see some of these niggas doing it and they just imitate the shit. And that was
me. Like, I know niggas. If you really into it, you'll know that the game didn't start off as a blood. And he is in, not no disrespect to the hood, but a little hood, a super little hood. Like,
right.
A hood that's not even respected or disrespected by nobody. They just, okay, they over there.
Right.
Who cares about them?
Right.
And, like, Wayne, I don't know what this nigga be doing.
Yeah.
That
hurt.
Right. Hey, that was like, man, getting on this trail. I guess, bro.
Yeah. But that's what, you know what I'm saying, I actually wanted to get into because it was just like, I see a lot of people just doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? And my man JC, like, he's from West Coast. And he's from California. Like, he know niggas that really banging or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I see niggas that know shit, but it irritates me. Or not irritates me, but I just find it peculiar to see so many, like, little niggas, or just niggas in general, like, just kind of, like, playing with it. Because, I mean, like, for me, it's like, there ain't no shit to play. You get your ass bust open for that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you come across the wrong nigga,
it's just an influence, too.
Yeah.
Influence. But some influence, I mean, all influence ain't good influence.
Right. That's true. All right. So, glad we had that discussion. Now we can get into, you know what I'm saying, meat and potatoes and go, you know what I'm saying? How can the people get in contact with you? How they can find you? You know what I'm saying?
Man, y'all can find me on everything. My name, just type this in. GENIUSDAKIDD. One more time, y'all. GENIUSDAKIDD. That's Gene the Kid. That's how you spell it. That's where you can find me at. If it say some other different name, it's still me, Art the Kid Billy.
Right. All right. So, y'all make sure y'all holler at my man, get at him, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Yo, appreciate you coming through, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you bringing your queen through, you know what I'm saying? Low-key recording over there. Yeah, I see man. You. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, it's cool. Like I said, most of you bring people anyway, so it's all good. Anyway, it would have been better than you gave me with 10 niggas. You know, I've been like,
yeah.
Ah, what could have done? Right. Oh shit. I'm glad I got these red shoes on, my nigga. Right. Right, looking crazy. But regardless, you know what I'm saying, my man came through. I appreciate you, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the dope interviews, you know what I'm saying, what I had. So I hope y'all appreciate it out there. Again, y'all make sure you check us out. You know what I'm saying? I already got two interviews set up for February. February should be hot, should be some dope interviews. Also too, tell people about it, you know what I'm saying, watching the YouTube, like, comment, share, subscribe, everything below down there. Also, too, I have the Genius information on the YouTube as well as on the podcast when you check out the information on the podcast.
Tweet rotation, put me in share rotation, put me in September in share rotation, put folks in share rotation.
I'll do that.
Let's go.
Let's do this. Let's get this out of here. You know what I mean? So, again, shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's listening, everybody that's participating, showing love, appreciate it, you know what I'm saying, day in and day out. So we're going to get up out of here. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby. Peace.